for a motive. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Police in Nashville, Tennessee, going through documents in the suspect's home after today's shooting at an elementary school that left six people dead. 28-year-old Andre Hale was shot and killed by officers.
Hale apparently at one point attended the Covenant School, a private Christian academy for around 200 pre-K to 6th grade students. Three children were killed in the shooting, identified as 8 and 9-year-olds Evelyn Deekhouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kinney, and adults Cynthia Peake, 61, Catherine Kuntz, 60, and Mike Hill, 61. In the shooter's home, police say they discovered clear signs that this was a premeditated attack.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. President Biden has ordered flags lowered to half staff to honor the victims of the shooting. Former President Trump says he did nothing wrong as the Manhattan District Attorney continues its investigation into hush money payments paid to porn star Stormy Daniels. A grand jury heard from Trump ally and National Enquirer publisher David Pecker today.
People are pleading with the prosecutor, don't do it, don't do it, it's wrong. Even Democrats, even people that traditionally are not exactly my fans are saying, don't do it, because I didn't do anything wrong. I did nothing wrong.
On Fox's Hannity, the grand jury is expected to reconvene on Wednesday. Top Democrats urge the Biden administration against a return to detaining migrant families at the southern border.
In a letter to President Biden, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 18 other Democratic senators cite reports alleging the Biden administration is considering returning to family detention at the U.S.-Mexico border, stressing their opposition to the controversial practice, which ended in December of 2021.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A Tampa area plastic surgeon accused of murder makes an initial appearance in a Florida courtroom.
Bond is denied for a once heralded Florida plastic surgeon who's now charged with first degree murder for allegedly killing an attorney who had a lawsuit against him. The doctor is 44-year-old Tomas Kazowski, who was president of his Dartmouth Medical School class. Missing is attorney Stephen Cozy, who is presumed dead. The arrest affidavit says surveillance video from the law firm's building shows a man walking in and 2 hours later leaving and pulling a heavy cart covered in a red bag or blanket. Police say they found evidence of blood inside Cozy's office bathroom. The affidavit also reveals that inside Dr. Kazowski's pickup truck, they found a bag with a taser, brass knuckles, and a sedative and syringe. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
Another day of protests planned in France over President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform plan.
Another day of national strikes, called by unions, is set for tomorrow after protests turned violent in recent days. That's prompted King Charles to postpone a planned visit. Though unconnected to the broader protests, environmental activists clashed with police over the weekend. A protester and a police officer were seriously injured. The plan to raise the country's retirement age to 64 was rammed through Parliament, but still has to be okayed by a French court. Macron survived two no-confidence votes, but his popularity is sharply down. Thousands have been arrested or injured in days of clashes amid accusations of police brutality. In London, Greg Palcon, Fox News.
Trains, planes, and public transit systems standing still across much of Germany as labor unions called a major one-day strike over salaries in an effort to win higher raises for their members. The 24-hour walkout also affected cargo transport by rail and ship. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.